AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. State officials in Minnesota want to get involved in the investigation after an ICE agent shot and killed a woman in Minneapolis. The Trump administration says this is a federal investigation. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says she's worried that the FBI won't share evidence with state investigators.
We are asking those in our community who have information or who have video or photos of the event to submit that information to our office. We are providing a secure link where people can submit this evidence.
Moriarty also said despite the Trump administration's insistence, the agent who shot Good had complete legal immunity, that isn't the case. Federal immigration officers shot and wounded two people in a vehicle outside a hospital in Portland, Oregon. There were protests overnight in the city. Angelisa Jones is a protester.
It's just being chaos. People, the community is trying to get answers. The officials are not trying to tell us anything. We're finding information out on our own.
Health officials say at least 13 people were killed by Israeli strikes across Gaza, as President Trump is expected to announce his Board of Peace to oversee the fragile ceasefire there. U.S. forces have boarded another oil tanker in the Caribbean. President Trump is meeting with oil executives at the White House today. The United States and Venezuela are exploring the possibility of restoring diplomatic relations. A delegation arrived from the Trump administration in Venezuela. The U.S. diplomats and security officials are making a preliminary assessment about reopening the U.S. embassy in Caracas, Venezuela. The death toll in Iran from protests has jumped to at least 62 people killed, according to activists. Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni said today she doesn't believe the U.S. would resort to military force to seize control of Greenland. This is AP News. Facebook company Meta reached a nuclear power deal with three companies
as it continues to look for electricity sources for its artificial intelligence data centers. Meta struck agreements with TerraPower, Oklo, and Vistra for nuclear power for its Prometheus AI data center that's being built in Ohio. Meta announced Prometheus, which will be a 1 gigawatt cluster spanning across multiple data center buildings in July. Prometheus is anticipated to come online this year. Meta says that the three deals will support up to 6.6 gigawatts of new and existing clean energy by 2035. According to a general industry standard for utilities, a single gigawatt can power roughly 750,000 homes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A huge black bear has finally been evicted from a crawl space under a Los Angeles area home where it had been living since Thanksgiving. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.